Hi, and welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons to talk about replay in baseball. Baseball has had replay, but not like you will see in 2014. It will come complete with managers' challenges and surely some controversy as the new system of extended replay arrives in Major League Baseball. Everybody seems to like it had anything to do with voting it in. Then there are people who have to analyze it, and maybe we have to wait and see how it works. But in concept, is there anything, Steve, that you think will bother you?
What bothers me just off the start is the possibility of games getting longer. And by that, I mean, let's say there's a play that you're going to challenge, but you're waiting to hear from the guy who's either in your clubhouse or upstairs whether it was the right call or whether you're going to throw that challenge flag at that time. So what do? You send your pitching coach to the mound, and you kill some time, and wait.
Which happens anyway.
I know, but it's now going to happen each time, as you're waiting to find out, just as the NFL coaches do. They're waiting to hear from somebody something definitively. And I think baseball's already too long of a game. I don't want to see it get any longer.
Conceptually, I have problems with the underpinnings of the whole thing. Why are we having instant replay? Is it to get things right? If it is to get things right, then why don't you review more? Why do you only want to get things right
because
once?
Steve's concern about longer games is very appropriate.
So, becomes a hybrid system. So in the first six innings, you can get it right once or maybe twice if your challenge is right the first time. Why aren't there more challenges or fewer challenges? We're stuck in this middle.
Because we have entered an era where the people at home have a better view of a baseball game than the people in the stadium. Because up until now, up until this deal, contentious reviews, contentious replays were not shown in stadium. So now that'll happen. Now you can actually put up the call and the people in the stadium can boo or cheer or whatever they want. The problem you had is that as technology has improved, we are seeing how much these guys miss. And they miss a lot. And games turn, and entire seasons can turn. And so they're going to try to get the big calls right. But you're right. It's a hybrid system, but by necessity. If you really wanted to have a perfectly accurate baseball game, if you wanted this to be math, you would have a way to review the strike zone. Because the strike zone is the number one way that a game can be impacted. And right now, there are no two strike zones that are the same. So sensors in the player's clothing that give you a projected strike zone over the plate and a sensor in the ball, and that'll tell you whether it's a strike or a ball, what could happen in our lifetimes.
The day that happens is the day I never watch another baseball
Why?
Game. I don't want robots.
The day that happens, it'll be tough for you to watch a baseball game, Steve. if you know what I mean. To try to write a replay system is complicated, and my wish is always to make it as simple as possible. And so I and you've heard me say this about a replay in other sports, I think you should be able to review anything. And I'm prepared at this point to say in baseball, the technology exists to allow a look at a ball or a strike that impacts the game just as much as you would look at anything else. Bear in mind, you can only do it a couple of times in a game, maybe the maximum of four, and the crew chief can look at something else. It's not going to lengthen the game that much. And if that's the most crucial play in the game, it doesn't mean the call of the umpire has to be overturned, but if you want to have him look at a perfect strike, you know, belt high right down the middle of the plate that the umpire has somehow missed, I don't know why you can't do that. The more complicated it gets, the more difficult it becomes. So the big screen, I mean, we all like the fact that you can sit in the stadium and see more than you've been able to see, but you can't see everything, apparently. They are not allowing non-reviewable close plays to be shown in slow motion. Regular speed, yes. The other thing is that the home team decides how much goes up on the big screen.
Yeah.
So,
but the home team's always decided that.
But in this case, you know, the Blue Jays could say, another look at that would favor us, so we're going to show it six times. Another look at that might bother us or be a negative effect, so we're not going to show it at all. I mean, I think the fans should say to the home team, put everything up there. We demand it.
Stuff works slowly in baseball, more so than in any other sport. This is Bud Selig's last year as commissioner. They're coming in with some form of replay. It's not perfect. It's not going to be perfect.
It's 28 years after the
National Football League began with some form of instant replay.
Yeah, no, understood. And baseball moves at its own pace, and it has its own ethos. One of those things is arguing with umpires. You don't see this in other sports. You don't see a manager or a hockey coach kind of stepping out onto the ice. I mean, you might.
No, they just run the dressing rooms.
And so you talked about lengthening the games. If in this some way undercuts the rhubarb, I would be delighted. I'm just so tired of old men in baseball uniforms going out there, going nose to nose, hat backwards, Earl Weaver style, yelling, and that might help speed up the game.
If a guy wants to get thrown out of a game, he can do it no matter what rule you write. Apparently, reviewable plays are not allowed to be argued. Or the review decisions, but you can do it if you want to get tossed the same way.
There's a limited number of replays, so there's still options for arguing.
Oh, yes.
And then there's a possibility, which was raised this week, that let's say that you're a manager and you've overturned a number of calls that an umpire has made, one specific umpire, and that guy holds a grudge.
C.B. Buckner?
And the next time he's behind the plate, his strike zone does not favor you because you've shown him up in front of a stadium and a nation. This could, because of the nature of umpires, and the way they've gone essentially unchallenged for so long, this could create feuds that undercut baseball in 100 different ways.
But they've always existed.
Yeah.
It could exacerbate.
But apparently the umpires, now I'm not sure I believe this, but everything that I've been led to believe, the umpires are in favor of this. They have been so downbeaten in the last couple of years because there have been so many bad calls.
If I'm Jim Joyce...
There's been so many problems.
I wish it had taken place.
All of these.
That very day.
Yep. No, I mean, you look at the perfect game and Dengenger. Yep. I mean, you can run through. There's so many calls over the years that have been blown.
Will this impact the way umpires call the game, knowing Big Brother is on them all the time? Do they become less decisive, and is that a good thing?
Well, that's a question. But the Jim Joyce thing is, I think, why you need even an imperfect system of replay. Because as it stands, before replay existed, not quite, but calls became irrevocable. A call that could determine a game, again, could determine a season. There was no real way to get him back unless you had everyone gather and overturn a call, which happens so rarely. This gives you a mechanism for the big play, for the big call, to change one thing, to get it right. And that, to me, it's going to be imperfect, and games will be too long, and God... A Yankees-Red Sox game with replay. Imagine that.
Here's one thing they have to prevent. And that's the mischievous manager who has a challenge left using it every time at the end of a game if his team loses just to hold up the celebration of the other team.
That's like
it could get ridiculous, and you gotta discipline somebody who decides to make a farce of it.
That's like the NBA coach making sure he calls that timeout with 30 seconds to go and his team down by 25.
Anyway, enjoy the baseball season with your first or second or fourth look at plays that otherwise might have gone wrong. That's it for TSN, the reporters. Till next time, thanks for being with us.